Talking today with one of our area stars in agribusiness, Nate Ezell from Jinx. Tell us a little bit about our project today.
So I'm the owner of Easy Metalworks LLC, and it's a business I've built basically from the ground up over the course of my agricultural education experience. I do everything from pipe fencing, custom gates, custom barns, just anything you can think of that's made out of metal.
What gave you this idea?
So my inspiration for this project kind of started from working on my grandpa's cattle ranch before I was in eighth grade or in the FFA at all. I'd kind of got interested in the welding process and decided that's something I wanted to pursue. And when I found out that could be part of my FFA experience, I jumped right on it, and I built a welding shop at my house and just kind of started to grow from there to now having a successful business.
So who all helped out with this project? You mentioned your uncle.
Actually, my grandpa.
Yeah, your grandpa.
Yes. And just the support of my family and ag teachers has really helped me grow my business. They've been with me every step of the way, providing financial support to get it going. And
that's important.
Yes, very important. So their support has been just absolutely amazing.
So will this kind of be a project that you can revisit and come back to a little bit later? You plan on keeping it going while you head to school, or what's the plan?
Yeah, so I plan to keep this business going. I'm going to OSU next year to pursue a mechanical engineering degree, and I hope I can keep that going over the summers, and then after getting that degree, maybe use that degree as part of the business, maybe start doing the more custom barns instead of the smaller projects where I can use that engineering background to help me, you know, design custom barns for customers.
Yeah, absolutely, because we know, I mean, you know, growing up with an agricultural background, it's always something we need, right?
Yes, and I hope I can be there for whatever customers need.
So let's talk a little bit about your career in FFA. What are some of your favorite moments?
So anyone that you ask in my FFA chapter can tell you that when I was in eighth grade, I was the one that kind of was quiet, didn't really get involved in much, and by the time I was in my freshman year, I decided, you know, I'm going to jump into this, get my hands on anything I possibly can. And I truly believe FFA has changed my life. I am now an extemp speaker, which I never would have thought I would have been part of back in eighth grade. And FFA just really made a difference in who I was.
Well, and a lot of people don't understand that it's not just about showing, or it's not just about one specific thing, but it really kind of prepares you for the world.
And I think that's part of the reason why FFA changed their name. Instead of Future Farmers of America, now we're just the FFA organization, because we do a lot more than
Absolutely.
Just growing the farmers for the next generation. We develop leaders and really just help get our students involved in a career outside of, you know, after high school, and it just really grow our students in any way we can.
Absolutely. So you mentioned you're going to Oklahoma State next year?
Yes, I am.
And that's this is going to be basically to kind of get your engineering degree so you can put that to work with all your ag background.
Yeah, that's the plan. And I've wanted to pursue a mechanical engineering degree since I was probably about 6 years old. And now having that business to go along with it, I think that'll be just, you know, really a really fun career if I'm able to really incorporate that degree with the business. And so that's the plan.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.